as we come to Sheen, actually, in beginning in verse 161 to 168, Sheen, seen, and Sheen are used interchangeably, because in the consonantal text, the dot, either to the right or to the left of the letter, was not there. And so the two are used interchangeably throughout this section. So we begin, Sarim, Redafuni Hinam, Umidavrecha, Bachad Midabarecha, Bachad Libi. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe from your word. Sarim is the noun sar, meaning prince, and notice it's in the masculine plural with the im ending. So princes, that is, people of political importance, people of high status, redafuni, have persecuted me. Notice redafuni is from the root radaf, to persecute. It is a cal perfect third person plural with the pronominal suffix in the ni, first common singular. And the nun here is like a hinge, taking us to the e again, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, princes have persecuted me. Chinam is an adverb meaning without a cause. For no reason, he says, I have been persecuted. But in the midst of that, the ve here would be translated but, from your word, or in from your word, I guess we could translate it, from devar, meaning word, and notice devarecha is the noun plural in construct with the pronominal suffix cha, second masculine singular. So, from your words, my heart stands in awe. Libi is from the noun lev, and notice we have a pronominal suffix, first common singular in the e, and it's in construct with the pronominal suffix. So my heart stands in awe. Bachad means to stand in awe. In other words, he has great respect for God's word, even in spite of the persecutions that he's going through. And it is significant that no matter what we go through in life, if we have deep respect and stand in awe at the Word of God, it gives us encouragement. It gives us spiritual help and strength. And so the psalmist goes on in 162, Sas anochi al imratecha kemotsei shalal rav. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil, or much spoil. Notice sas is the cal perfect third masculine singular, and the root here is sos. It's a middle weak form, sin, holam, sin, and so it's a biradical root meaning to rejoice or exult. And in the perfect, we lose the vav, and we just have the two consonants with the A-class vowel. So I rejoice, it's simply the cal perfect, the cal perfect, I am rejoicing. It is a participle, cal participle from sos. And anochi is the personal pronoun I. So I am rejoicing at or because of, and al is just the preposition here meaning at or on the basis of, imratecha, your word. Imratecha is from the noun imra, meaning word. Notice it's in construct, so you add the tav, imrat, and then you have the cha and the antitypic or the helping vowel in the sigol. So at your word, I am rejoicing. As one who finds, notice ka is just the inseparable preposition as, and motse is from the root matzah, to find. It's a, notice with the O-class vowel and the tseri, we're looking at a participial form, a kal participle, masculine singular, from matzah. So I am rejoicing as one finding great spoil, or much spoil. Notice shalal means spoil, or booty, and rav is an adjective meaning great. And notice shalal is a noun. And so what he's looking at here is the happiness that he finds in the Torah, in the word of the Lord. It's like finding great spoil. And so we as Christians, as we spend time in the word of God, should view it as a wonderful experience. We should rejoice in being in the Lord's Word, and in it we find great booty, or rich booty, or rich spoil. That's, can I say, the wonderful prize of living in the Word. It brings great happiness because of the spiritual spoil that is found in it, or the spiritual booty. And so as we go on, in the next verse, he says, Sheker saneti va'a ta'eva toratacha ahafti. I hate and I abhor falsehood or lying. Your law I love. Sheker is a noun meaning falsehood or lying. Saneti is the kal perfect, first common singular from sana, to hate. And notice the T is the suffix, first common singular. So I hate falsehood and I abhor it. Notice Va'ataheva. Notice ta'av means to abhor. And here we have a PL, imperfect, first common singular from ta'av, to abhor. It's intensive with the final ah ending. And notice we have a Hatef pathak, a hurried pathak under the aleph, followed by the pathak. And so we are definitely looking at a PL stem. Remember, Shava pathak is PL stem. And here we have a hurried pathak, or a composite Shava followed by pathak, that indicates the PL stem. So I hate and I abhor, and that vav is a vav consecutive that turns it over and puts the imperfect into the past. So it's simply the PL imperfect having a past way of translating it because of the vav hafek, or the vav conversive. Your Torah, toratacha, I love. Notice toratacha is from Torah, meaning law or instruction, and in construct it becomes torat, and then ha is the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So your Torah, I love. Ahavti is the cow perfect first common singular from Ahav. The cow, notice the T is your affix or suffix to that cow stem. So I love your Torah. I abhor falsehood, but the opposite of falsehood is God's Word, His Torah. And so we as Christians need to spend time in the Word of God, loving it, because it brings us to truth. And ultimately it brings us to the one who is the truth, which is Jesus. The Word is the vehicle that brings us to the Lord, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can adore Him and worship Him and then live our lives in a truthful way, because the Word shows us how to do that. Then he goes on in 164, Sheva Bayom Hilaticha Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. 7 times in a day I praise you because of the judgments or ordinances of your righteousness. Notice, Sheva is just the number 7. Ba is the preposition in, and then Yom is the noun meaning day. So 7 times in the day. Hilal Ticha, I praise you. Notice Hilal Ticha is from halal, to praise. It is a PL, perfect, first common singular. Notice the I pattern, the hirik, followed by the doubling of the lamed, and the tseri. So we're definitely looking at a PL stem here, first person singular, followed by the pronominal suffix, ha. So 7 times a day I praise you, meaning frequently, throughout the day, I'm praising you because of the judgments of your righteousness. Al is a preposition meaning because. Mishpate has to do with the rules of righteous living and righteous practice that are found in God's Torah and the Word. And notice Mishpate is a plural noun, masculine, in construct with Tzidkecha. And that Tzedayod puts it into the plural, makes it plural. And Tzedek is righteousness. And notice, in construct, Tzedek becomes Tzidkecha with the Cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So because of the ordinances of your righteousness, your righteous ordinances, I'm able to praise you throughout the day, constantly. One of the things that should be a part of our lives is praising the Lord for His Word, loving His Word, and because of the truthfulness in it, it should bring us to adoration and to praise. I remember reading the life of George Mueller, where he talked about prayer. And he read through the Bible numerous times in his lifetime. And he said that he was able to pray by reading the Word of God first, by reading the Scriptures, and that led him into praise. And he was able then to praise the Lord, that became a vital part of his prayer life. But when he tried to pray without the Word, it was just, it really wasn't the same. It wasn't flowing. It wasn't natural. And so I look at a text like this and I say, throughout the day, we can be praising the Lord as we're in His Word and marvel at the righteous judgments of the Lord that He gives in His Word. And so he goes on in verse 165, Shalom Rav le'ochave toratecha ve'ein lamo mikshol. Great peace are to those who love your Torah and there is no stumbling in them. Shalom is the noun that means peace and or wholeness, and Rab is the adjective meaning great. So great peace or great wholeness is to those, the lamed here is the lamed preposition, followed by the participle ohave. Notice ahab means to love. Here we have an O class vowel, which is indicative of the participial form here, and then the hatef pathak under the he. So, to those who love, and the tseter yod makes it a masculine plural in the participial form here, to those who love your Torah. Again, toratecha is from Torah in construct that becomes torat with the helping vowel in the segol, followed by the cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So great peace comes to those who love the Lord's word, he's saying. Inner peace, inner wholeness, even in the midst of life struggles. And he goes on to say, and there is no stumbling for them. That is just the conjunction and. Ain is the negative particle meaning no. Lamo is from, is the lamed preposition, and then the mo is the pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. And so not for them is there mikshol, stumbling. Mikshol is a noun that means like a stumbling block. And so the word protects us from stumbling blocks. And when we're in the word, we have great peace, especially as we love the Lord's word. May we, who seek to follow Christ as Christians, spend time in the word, to love the word, to constantly be meditating in it, because that's where we can find great wholeness and great peace. And there is safety from stumbling in all of the stumbling blocks that Satan can set up in life. As we're in the Word, we're kept, we're protected, because the Word protects us from erring and from the stumbling if we're living in it and seeking to follow it. And then he goes on in verse 166, Sivarti lishuatecha Adonai, u mitzvotecha asiti. I have hoped. Notice Sivarti is from the root Savar, to hope. It's a PL perfect first common singular with the T suffix. Notice the hirik under the scene, followed by the A-class vowel, Sivarti. So I have hoped toward your salvation. The lamed here is the lamed of preposition, and Yeshua is salvation, which is now a feminine noun in construct with ha. So I have hoped to or toward your salvation, O Lord. And here we have the address, the proper name for the Lord, the covenant God who cares for us, Yod Hey Bob Hey. And notice he goes on, and I have done your commandments. U is just the conjunction, and mitzvah means commandment, but mitzvotecha, here we have a plural noun, feminine noun, from mitzvah in the od, and notice we then have it in construct with the segol yod, in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. also your commandments I have done. Asiti is from the verb asa, to do. And notice it's a lamed hay verb where the hay has dropped out or elided. And historically, these were final yod forms. And that yod reappears in the perfect here. So we're just looking at a cal perfect, first common singular with the T suffix or affix. So I have done your commandments. So the psalmist says, I have hoped for your salvation, and I have done your commandments. We can look forward with hope to the Lord's help and deliverance throughout life as we are willing to do His commandments. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And so, as believers in Jesus, as we hope in the salvation that we're promised, we can know that as we keep the commandments of our Lord and of Scripture, we can know that that salvation that we are hoping in is solid because of doing what the Lord has asked us to do. And that is so important as we look even at eternal salvation, because the Lord says, many will say to me, I've done all these things in your name, and He'll say, I've never known you. And so it's important that we do what He's asked us to do, which is to take care of the hungry and feed those that have that need, and help those that are sick, and visit the fatherless, and do the things that He has asked us to do. And so this is a very beautiful text that encourages us to the doing of the Lord's commandments. And then he goes on, and he says, my soul, shamra nafshi edotecha. My soul has kept your testimonies. Notice shamra is the cal perfect third feminine singular, and this is then the subject is nafshi. Nefesh is the word for soul, and in construct with the pronominal suffix first common singular in the e, it becomes nafsh. And so my soul has kept or observed edotecha, your testimonies. Edotecha is from eda, meaning testimony. And notice we have the feminine plural ending in the ot. And then this plural feminine noun is in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, with a segol yod, putting it in construct. So my soul has kept or observed your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Notice the ohavim, I love them exceedingly. Ohavim is again a participial form from ahav. Notice the O vowel followed by the chatef pathak. I am loving them. And aim is your pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. The other way that probably we could parse this is from the root ahav, to love. And what I've just said, the more I look at it, I think I should change that to a cal imperfect first common singular from ahav. And notice what has happened here then, instead of a participle, the aleph of the root has elided or dropped out. And the aleph that we see here is the first common singular of the root ahav. And being that this is a pei aleph verb, that is, the first consonant is an aleph, it elides or drops out when we have an aleph in the first person singular prefix here. And so the other thing that is interesting is that this pei aleph verb does prefer an O-class vowel in the first syllable here, like vayomer, and he said, in Genesis 1, for example. And so that is what is happening here, I believe. So in reconsidering this, this would be a cal imperfect first common singular from ahab with the pronominal suffix third masculine singular in the aim. And I love them exceedingly, the adverb ma'od. What a beautiful statement here. My soul, meaning me, I have kept your testimonies of your word. I've kept it. I've done it. And I love them exceedingly. How we should love the Lord's teachings. And as Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so as Christians, as we love the Lord, we want to keep his commandments. We want to do them, and we want to do them with love that's an exceeding love. And try to fulfill what he's asked us to do. And that's indicative of our love for him, he says. So this is a beautiful text that has a New Testament application when we look at the teaching of our Lord. And so then we come to 163, Shamarti fikudecha v'edotecha, ki cho derechai negdecha. I have kept, or I have observed, your precepts and your testimonies. Notice shamarti is from the verb shamar, to keep, and it's simply your cal perfect first common singular from shamar. So I have kept fikudecha, your precepts. Fikudecha is from pikud, meaning a precept, and notice it's a plural noun in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So I have kept your precepts, or the precepts of you, and your testimonies. Notice your testimonies is edotecha, from eda, and ot is a feminine plural noun, and notice the segol yod puts it in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So I have observed your precepts and your testimonies. I have kept them. I have been faithful to them. For all of my ways are before you. Ki is the conjunction for, and kol is the noun meaning the totality of my ways, in construct with derechai. Derechai is from the noun derek, meaning way, and here it is a plural noun in construct with the pronominal suffix that goes on plural nouns, first common singular, in the pathak yod. So all of my ways are, and here we have the preposition neged, but in construct it becomes negdecha, are before you. So here we have a preposition neged becoming negd in construct with the helping vowel, the segol, and the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, in the cha. So what a beautiful text here, that I've kept your precepts and your testimonies, and as a result, all of my ways are before you. My life is open. There's no hidden closets. It's like an open book when you look at my life. And so all of my ways, everything I do, are before you. What a beautiful statement to be able to make. And as we keep the Lord's precepts and His testimonies, then all of our ways, all of our paths that we take through life can be open before Him, that there's nothing hidden. We are transparent before the Lord. And there's no more beautiful goal or result that we could have than to be that way. Because the Lord examines the hearts. He knows what's in our heart. And as we keep His testimonies with sincerity in His precepts, then we follow what He's asked us to do, and all of our ways then can be open before Him. He can see them. And what a beautiful challenge that would give us as we read this, as followers wanting to follow Christ, to do what He's asked us to do so that everything can be open before Him and that He can see our life continually. We've often asked the question, if Jesus were in the room with us, what would we be doing? Or if we're out somewhere, how would we feel if He was right there? And yet that is what our life should be like. It should be an open book where we would not be afraid, even if He was, because He is there. Spiritually, He is there. And so all of our ways can be unveiled and open in His presence, especially when we observe His precepts and His teachings. May we do that day by day. May that be our passion, and may that be our desire.